Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Toronto Blue Jays and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Toronto Blue Jays. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Steve Staggs. Batting second. The left fielder, Al Woods. Batting third. The center fielder, Bob Baylor. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ron Fairley. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Doug Rader. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Otto Velez. Batting seventh. The DH, Sam Ewing. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ernie Witt. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Hector Torres. Pitching for the Toronto Blue Jays, Bill Singer. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Ralph Garr. Batting second. The shortstop, Alan Bannister. Batting third. The second baseman, Jorge Horta. Batting fourth. The DH, Richie Zisk. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Oscar Gamble. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Jim Spencer. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Chet Lemon. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Eric Soderholm. Batting ninth. The catcher, Jim Essien. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Chris Knapp. And now, play ball. Steve Staggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staggs hits a ball on the ground towards first. Spencer scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Staggs for the out. One out. Al Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods takes first base on ball four. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Woods moves to third. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bannister fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Blue Jays nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Steve Bowling now playing right field. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Woods. Garr reaches second base with a double. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fairley scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bannister for the out. One out. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Baylor who is chasing the ball. Horta reaches third base with a triple. Garr scores. It's 1-0, White Sox. Richie Zisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zisk hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Horta scores. It's 2-0, White Sox. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Bowling. Gamble reaches second base with a double. Zisk moves to third. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer hits a fly ball towards center. Baylor settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Baylor. Zisk tags and scores. Gamble scores. Spencer moves to second. It's 4-0, White Sox. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Witt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Staggs scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Blue Jays nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader hits a pop-up towards short. Bannister settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling takes first base on ball four. Sam Ewing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ewing hits a fly ball into right field. Gamble settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ernie Witt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Witt hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bowling moves to second. Hector Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Blue Jays nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Essien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essien hits a ball on the ground towards short. Torres scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Garr hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Staggs scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 0-for-1 in the game. Bannister strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Blue Jays nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Steve Staggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staggs is 0-for-1 in the game. Staggs hits a ball on the ground towards third. Soderholm fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Woods hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Baylor takes first base on ball four. Woods moves to second. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 0-for-1 in the game. Fairley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bannister fields it and throws to second for the out. Woods moves to third. Two outs. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader is 0-for-1 in the game. Rader hits a ball on the ground towards third. Soderholm fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Blue Jays nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Horta hits a fly ball into center field. Baylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Richie Zisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zisk is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Zisk hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Rader settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Gamble hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Spencer strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Blue Jays nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Steve Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Bowling hits a fly ball into left field. Garr settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sam Ewing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ewing is 0 for 1 in the game. Ewing strikes out. Two outs. Ernie Witt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Witt is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Witt strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Blue Jays nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Chuck Hartenstein now pitching. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0 for 1 in the game. Lemon hits a fly ball into right field. Bowling settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm is 0 for 1 in the game. Soderholm strikes out. Two outs. Jim Essien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essien is 0 for 1 in the game. Essien hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rader fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Blue Jays nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Hector Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres is 0 for 1 in the game. Torres hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lemon. Torres reaches second base with a double. Steve Staggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staggs is 0 for 2 in the game. Staggs hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Knapp fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Woods hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Torres scores. Woods moves to second. It's 4-1, White Sox. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Baylor hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Woods scores. It's 4-2, White Sox. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 0 for 2 in the game. Fairley hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Knapp fields it and throws to first for the out. Baylor moves to second. Two outs. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Baylor. The throw from Essien and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Baylor scores. That run is unearned. It's 4-3, White Sox. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader is 0 for 2 in the game. Rader takes first base on ball 4. Steve Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Bowling hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bannister fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Blue Jays 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Garr hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 0 for 2 in the game. Bannister hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rader fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Garr moves to second. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Horta strikes out. One out. Richie Zisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zisk is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Zisk hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Staggs fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Blue Jays 3. the Blue Jays will come to bat. Sam Ewing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ewing is 0 for 2 in the game. Ewing hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lemon. Ewing reaches second base with a double. Ernie Witt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Witt is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Witt hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Spencer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bart Johnson now pitching. Hector Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Torres hits a ball on the ground towards third. Soderholm fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Steve Staggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staggs is 0 for 3 in the game. Staggs strikes out. Two outs. Al Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Woods hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Orta scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Blue Jays 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Gamble hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 5-3, White Sox. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Spencer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fairley scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Spencer for the out. One out. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0 for 2 in the game. Lemon takes first base on ball 4. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm is 0 for 2 in the game. Soderholm bunts towards the mound. Hartenstein fields it and throws to first for the out. Lemon moves to second. Two outs. Jim Essien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essien is 0 for 2 in the game. Essien hits a line drive towards third. Rader reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Blue Jays 3. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Baylor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bannister fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 0 for 3 in the game. Fairley hits a ball on the ground towards first. Spencer scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Fairley for the out. Baylor moves to second. One out. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Rader is called out on strikes. Two outs. Steve Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Bowling strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Blue Jays 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Garr hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Staggs scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Bannister hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Staggs scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Horta hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Staggs scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Blue Jays 3. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Sam Ewing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ewing is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Ewing hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ernie Witt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Witt is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Witt strikes out. One out. Hector Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Torres hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ewing moves to third. Steve Staggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staggs is 0-for-4 in the game. Staggs hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Horta reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Woods hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Horta scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Blue Jays 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Richie Zisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zisk is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Zisk hits a fly ball into left field. Wood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got one RBI. Gamble hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-3, White Sox. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Spencer takes first base on ball 4. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Lemon hits a pop-up towards short. Torres settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm is 0-for-2 in the game. Soderholm hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Spencer moves to second. Jim Essien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essien is 0-for-3 in the game. Essien hits a line drive towards third. Rader reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Blue Jays 3. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 3-for-3 in the game, with three singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Baylor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bannister scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 0-for-4 in the game. Fairley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bannister scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Rader is called out on strikes. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 6, and Toronto Blue Jays, 3. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.